So, you have an obligatory sequel to a moderately successful superhero movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And at the beginning of this one, Reed and Sue are getting ready to get married.
Finally!
Just giving the people what they want, sir.
At the end of the last movie, I was screaming, "Get hitched, you frickin' lovebirds!" They kicked me out of the theater for it, but I had already seen the movie.
Well, sir, the problem is they've tried to get married 4 times already, but the whole famous superhero thing keeps getting in the way.
Oh, well, I mean, this time it'll work out, right?
Actually, it won't.
What?
See, this Silver Surfer alien guy shows up, and he's flying around the world, and he's freezing oceans and making it snow on sphinxes.
That's not what the weather's supposed to be at all.
It's not, no. And so this military guy, he goes to see the Fantastic Four, and he's like, "You guys gotta help us. This Silver Surfer guy, he could actually be, like, a serious threat here."
Yeah, I guess they better help with that.
But Reed's gonna be like, "Sorry, military guy, I'm getting married."
Oh, he's gonna say that.
Yeah, Sue's been getting really annoyed that the weddings keep getting postponed, so, you know, he's putting her first.
Right, but they need the planet Earth to get married on, right?
He wants to give Sue the wedding she deserves.
There's no wedding if they die, though, right? What's he talking about?
Okay, well, sir, this is actually supposed to be a very romantic moment, so if you could get all the way off my back about it, that'd be great.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that frickin' dorsal region.
Thank you. So they're all getting ready for the wedding and stuff.
I gotta say, I like how much screen time we're dedicating to a wedding in this superhero movie.
Me too, but then Sue Storm realizes something.
Oh no, what's going on?
She has a frickin' pimple on her forehead.
On her wedding day?
Yeah.
Man, it's gonna be tough to have a pleasant wedding with a frickin' pimple.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, she just has to focus really hard on keeping the pimple invisible for the whole wedding.
Wouldn't making it invisible just expose, like, a fleshy hole on her forehead? When you get a pimple, it's not like there's perfect skin underneath the pimple.
Maybe there is, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
So anyway, then it turns out that Reed was actually working on secretly saving the world and didn't tell Sue.
Oh, very sneaky.
Yep, pretty selfish of him. And then during the wedding, he gets an alert that the Silver Surfer's coming.
Uh-oh.
So there's like a bunch of chaos, a helicopter's gonna crash, and Sue has to stop it with her powers.
Well, so I guess that pimple shows up again, huh?
No, it doesn't.
So despite being in a life and death situation, she's still focused on hiding that pimple?
It would certainly seem so, sir. And then Johnny's gonna chase the Silver Surfer around the world.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Yeah, but later when he tells everybody what he saw, Ben doesn't believe him.
The guy made out of rocks doesn't believe that his flying fire friend saw another flying guy?
Apparently not. And then it turns out because Johnny was touched by the Silver Surfer, now when he touches people, he switches powers with them. And long story short, that's gonna lead to a bunch of people seeing Sue's naked body.
What?
And while all that is happening, it turns out that the Silver Surfer's powers, they woke up Victor Von Doom. Remember him from the first movie?
He's from the first movie.
He sure is, sir.
Okay, so what are the Silver Surfer's powers exactly?
Well, I figured if I don't define them, then they could just be vague and I can have them do whatever I need them to do for any scene I'm writing.
That's smart.
So yeah, Von Doom is awake, but he's Palpatine now.
Oh, sounds pretty evil.
Yeah, so then he has a conversation with Silver Surfer and he's like, "Hey man, with our powers combined, we could be unstoppable."
What are Von Doom's powers again?
Like vague lightning powers? Anyway, he uses them on Silver Surfer and Silver Surfer's not happy with that. He uses his powers to make him go flying and, you know, cure his skin.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So then the Fantastic Four, they save a bunch of people in London, but the military didn't like exactly how they did it, so they hire Victor Von Doom.
They hire the guy they know killed a bunch of people?
Yeah, Von Doom realized that the board is the source of Silver Surfer's power, so the military are like, "Okay, yeah, let's get that power-hungry murderer guy in here to come help get our hands on that thing."
Very irresponsible.
So they go try to capture this thing in a forest in Germany, but then the Silver Surfer tells Sue, like, "I'm not the one who's gonna destroy your planet here."
Oh, plot twist.
And he actually saves Sue's life before being separated from his board and being sent to a prison in Siberia.
Why do they keep changing countries?
So Sue and Silver Surfer end up talking more and he shows her a PowerPoint presentation on his belly and it turns out that he's a herald for Galactus.
Oh, what do those words mean?
It means he goes out and he finds worlds that are suitable for Galactus to eat.
Oh, this Galactus guy is scary, huh?
Yes, sir, he is. Very scary.
Yeah, like a cloud?
What?
He's scary like a cloud?
No, not at all like a cloud. He's a massive cosmic character guy.
Well, I say we make him a cloud. It doesn't get much scarier than that.
Oh, I feel like it does, though.
No, I mean, check out this cloud. It looks like a frickin' jack-o'-lantern.
Why do you have this presentation ready?
Look at this frickin' cloud. That's not natural at all. That looks like a ghost or something.
I mean, kind of, a little.
This one frickin' looks like Stephen King. Have you read his books? They're terrifying. Have you read Cujo?
I'm almost positive that one's photoshopped.
Anyway, I think I've made my point. So what happens with this big, scary cloud?
He's not actually a cloud.
What happens with this big, scary cloud?
Okay, well, he wants to eat the planet.
Oh, a very rude rude, Cloud.
So then Dr. Doom, he steals the Silver Surfer's board and he takes off to go do his evil plan.
What's his evil plan again?
Unclear, but he's on his way to it and he's moving very fast.
Well, they better catch up to him, I guess.
Yeah, they'd better, and so then they do.
Amazing.
But then he throws a spear at Silver Surfer and Sue steps in front of it and gets it right in the heart.
Oh, spears through the heart can be fatal.
It is gonna be fatal, but before she dies, Johnny touches all the other superheroes, so he absorbs all their powers.
I thought that touching people made him switch powers with them.
That's right.
So do they each get like a third of his fire powers, or?
No, he keeps those now too.
How does that work?
Look, I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So he has this big old fight with Doom, and they fight, and then Doom ends up underwater.
A very underwater bad guy.
And Silver Surfer says that Sue reminds him of his wife, so he goes and he kills Galactus.
He let trillions of lives be extinguished on other planets because none of them reminded him of his wife?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, understandable.
And also he brings Sue back from the dead because of the vague powers I mentioned.
Well, she must be a little messed up mentally, having died and everything.
No, she's good. She's like, what did I miss? And they all laugh.
Oh, hilarious impalements are tight.
Oh, and also the whole movie, she wanted to stop being a superhero because she's like, it's not a good environment to raise a family in.
Right.
But now that the movie's over, she's like, you know what? No, this is actually perfect.
So what convinced her that this is a good environment for kids after all? Was it the spear that pierced her heart and killed her?
That's right, sir. And so then they have their wedding in Japan with a whole bunch of strangers.
Oh, okay. That's nice, I guess.
Yeah, it is. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie.
It is, yeah.
And I mean, if people don't like it, we could just reboot the whole thing in a couple years.
That's a good point, sir. By then, we'll know exactly how to make a good Fantastic Four movie.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.